It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Friday, that means another edition of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Jimmy.
Ah, hey. There lies the rub. We do not have Sam with us today. Sam is out, but we do have somebody very close to Mr. Sam Evans Brown. Outside In producer Jimmy Gutierrez is here to answer a question about our natural world from a listener. So, Jimmy, Sam is a rule. No
Correct.
Questions from coworkers, right?
Right.
But Sam's not here.
No, he's not.
So are we...
We can do whatever we want.
We are off the rails.
He's going to love this.
Hi, Sam. This is your colleague, Sarah, with a stupid question.
I know her.
Where do all the bugs go in the winter? Like, is it a torpor situation? Where do the bugs go?
All right, Jimmy, so have you done some research on this? Have we figured it out?
So we did. We called Lauren Culler. She's an ecologist and researcher over at Dartmouth. She studies insects, mainly mosquitoes, in cold earth climates, places like New Hampshire, but also much colder, like the Arctic Circle in Greenland, even Antarctica.
Amazingly, there are insects from pole to pole, and that's really exciting when it comes to the question of where do they go in winter, because those are also environments where the winters are really long and really harsh.
So one of the things that she says that they do, the first things, is enter like a state of diapause, which is similar to like torpor or hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like triggered by environmental cues. Once the days get shorter, crops start to wither. For example, there's this bug called the Colorado potato beetle, and it digs a few inches into the soil and will just spend the winter underground.
They live through the winter? They don't just die off?
So there are less ambitious insects that do just die off.
Just give up.
They just give up.
Okay.
And a lot of insects, they don't go anywhere, and they just rely on the life cycle to pick back up in the spring.
They lay eggs in the summer months, and those eggs can actually freeze solid, and they can totally dry out as well.
So like adult mosquitoes, for example, have like really short lifespans, thank God. So like less than a week for males. But their eggs, once it gets cold, are way more resilient.
So, and this is why we always have a bumper crop of mosquitoes every spring.
Yeah.
They're actually triggered to hatch into mosquito larvae once the ground thaws and there's, again, liquid water in the environment.
Some more strategies that bugs have to deal with the winter. Some migrate. Lots of butterflies like the monarch will migrate south to Mexico in winter in warmer climates because they're smart. others will build like these little bug snow forts. So,
Did you say bug snow forts?
Correct. Yeah. So think of like insects and spiders, which are not technically insects, but they literally live in little snow forts.
So when the snow falls, sometimes little pockets form between the snow and the ground. Spiders can actually survive in those little pockets of air and actually remain active even in the winter months because the snow kind of insulates the ground from the really cold air temperatures.
Okay. This is making me a liar as a father because I've told my children that don't worry about the spiders in the winter. They're all dead. So I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh.
I mean, they're hiding.
That's not making me feel any better.
So there are some other things that they do as well. Some take it even further than the snow fort. Stoneflies, for example, are aquatic and they live in streams. And they have adapted to survive extreme cold that would kill most other bugs.
They actually can produce special proteins that changes their freezing point.
Okay, so these proteins are called cryoprotectant proteins, and they help them survive water as cold as 5 degrees.
So they actually have antifreeze.
This is wild. They can literally get frozen into the ice and still survive come spring.
It prevents their cells from basically like being crushed by ice forming within them.
It's a superhero power, I think.
So the other, so maybe this doesn't make you a liar anymore to your kids, because where else do bugs go in the winter?
Florida.
They're all over all of our basements and homes and
bugs
like the brown marmorated stink bug. They just love the domestic life.
They kind of get into the cracks of your house and you'll start to like see them kind of popping out from time to time. There's a lot of insects that rely on human structures to survive the winter.
Well, Jimmy, spring has sprung, so the insect army is about to emerge. We know that.
That's true, unfortunately.
Jimmy Gutierrez is a producer with the NHPR podcast Outside In and a close associate of Mr. Sam Evans Brown, I might add. Jimmy, how can people leave a question for Ask Sam or Ask Jimmy?
Until I get my own hotline. Our number is still 1-844-GO-OTTER. Or you can record it on your smartphone as a voice memo and send it to outsidein@nhpr.org.